Hello, everyone. Paul Akers, and welcome back to The American Innovator. We continue our tour throughout Normandy. And on the third day, we visit some very unusual places. We start off with a tour of a German cemetery. Now, there are six German cemeteries in the Normandy region. Now, they had to start creating these cemeteries because there were so many dead Germans everywhere. And so this one particularly is said to have about 21,000 soldiers, upwards of 25,000, and this is just one of six. They were sometimes buried two and three and four in a grave. There were so many of them. Now, the Americans and the other Allied forces also suffered a lot of casualties. We'll visit their cemeteries later on. But first, we wanted to look at the toll that just the Germans alone had suffered and endured. Next, we went to Point de Hoc. Now, this is a high ground, and this is a spot that Rommel thought would be very strategic. But when he visited the site, he realized that the guns that were there were really inadequate. He pulled them back, and you can see the heavy bombardment that happened from the Allied ships offshore. Look at all the craters from 500-pound bombs coming in this area. It was really crazy. Now, this is also the place where the epic story of the Rangers scaling those cliffs to seize this high ground. Now, these are casemate gun installments that Rommel had built, and they could take a direct hit from one of our gunships and still survive. It was absolutely incredible what the Germans did here to make this place a German stronghold. And you can see the weapon systems were blown completely away from their original places because of the bombardment from the Allies. And then we got a great group shot. It was just incredible. And then we went to lunch. It was fantastic. Lunch, we go to the western edge of Omaha Beach to Bearville, Samare. Now, here was one of the four roads leading out. It was a strategic place the Allies needed to seize. And there were machine gun nests on either side of the road bearing down on the Allies as they came ashore that day. Now, there were very, very heavy losses on that day. Omaha Beach was not nearly as successful as Utah Beach. Along the shoreline, they're said to have as many as 5,000 American troops died that day. And this is going down along the beach. And all these houses were destroyed during that time. Now, this is just a nice beach summer home cottage place right now for French people coming from Paris. But only one of the houses stood that day. And it was a huge mansion that had become occupied by the German soldiers and particularly the German officers. And we're coming up on that right now, and you're going to be able to see it. It's a massive mansion. It's the only one that remains from that day. It's that big red roof one right there. So this is really incredible when you see the expanse of this beach that the Allies came ashore. And you see the slope right there? The Germans deliberately did that so the Allies had no place to hide. See how the sloping of the beach? And then over the pier, and I was actually flying right from that pier right there, right in the corner. You could barely see me. So just before our last stop of the day, we stopped by this church that was near the American cemetery. And this church, through that bell tower, took a direct hit from a U.S. destroyer because there were German snipers up there. But the French masterfully rebuilt it. And look at this reconstruction. It is really incredible. What a beautiful, tranquil setting. But on June 6, 1944, it wasn't so peaceful. Our last stop of the day on our three-day tour of Normandy was the American Cemetery that sits high above the bluff overlooking Omaha Beach. It's very sobering to be there, to walk amongst the over 9,000 crosses of the Americans who died. As I walked around, I thought, wow, could you imagine what these men were thinking as they came ashore? Total chaos. It is such a beautiful day and so quiet and peaceful. But on that day, June 6th, 1944, it was not quiet and peaceful. These men knew they were doing something that would more than likely take their life, and indeed it took many of their lives. I walked around for hours just trying to absorb what it was I was seeing and the incredible sacrifice that was given so we could have the freedom that we have. All I can say is, we can never forget. Now, the cemeteries are maintained by the French, and they do a spectacular job of doing it. You can see this man is bleaching every cross, and I understand that that happens every day. If anything is out of sorts at all, it is tended to immediately. hard to comprehend the sacrifice for our freedom. Now remember, this is only 9,000 people here, but 340,000 Americans died defending our freedom. Every cross is meticulously cared for and trimmed every day.